Good morning, everyone. Our work is about has been named Look Up. This work is co-done by Tsinghua University and the University of Science and Technology of China. I'm Bin Liu from Tsinghua University. In my today's talk, I will give a brief introduction first, and then describe our algorithm and the structure. And next, I will highlight some important implementation issues, followed by experimental results. Finally, I will conclude my work. The first background, name lookup is a well-established research topic. It's widely used in search engine and database, and as well as network security area. However, we have met some new research challenges. We apply it into CCN scenario. CCN means content central networking. It is proposed as a clean slate future internet network architecture. One of its key features is to use name to identify each piece of data rather than use IP address to locate the end host devices. So CCN routers forward packets by looking up its name against a forwarding table. To achieve high-speed name lookup has many difficulties. I will explain later. But first, let's have a quick look at the naming in CCN. Although it's not standardized for its specification, however, we can use URL style and name to build a name table. Here is an example for Google Maps. We can see a CCN name looks like a hierarchical structure which composed of components separated by the slash. There are two high-level requirements for CCN name lookup. First is longest prefix matching. Second is it has a strict lookup latency requirement. Besides, we have some detailed requirements for the name lookup. For name lookup. First is the name is much more complex than IP address. It consists of data and characters with variable length and no upper bound. Second is the name table could be extremely large. Here is compression. The current IP table is around 400K prefix entries. However, the existing active domain name has gone beyond 100 million website. So roughly estimation, the name table could be 2 to 3 orders magnitude larger than the IP lookup table. The third one is CCN name lookup need to handle a fast update. This is because besides the normal topology and policy modification, CCN lookup need to operate another kind of update. That's the content population and deletion, which will trigger faster update. The last is high-speed lookup. So facing so big challenges, we have to work on both the design level innovation and the implementation level re-engineering. So I will describe our algorithm and this structure. Recall to the requirement for CCN name lookup, it is required longest prefix matching. In order to guarantee the longest prefix matching, we need to design an appropriate destructor to represent the name table. Here we choose the character tree. However, traversing the character tree will consume much more time. So in order to fasten the lookup speed, we turn to design another kind of destructor. That's a two-dimensional table. We call it STT. State transition table. We have the most left column records the number of states, the most top level row records the input characters. By this, we can find the next state transition by only one memory access. So STT is easy to build and fast, but it is too much memory consuming because usually the STT is much more sparse. For this purpose, we try to convert STT into another kind of disk structure called ATE, that's a line transition array, by calculating its offset plus input characters as called a value. ATE is a tight table. It's fast and reduced memory occupation, but it has two disadvantages. First is time consuming to build a large scale table. Second is it does not support incremental update. So recall the fast lookup. We design multiple thread critical try. Here is example of two thread critical try. For this try, we at each time we can eat two characters. We can map the slash into the ATE table. However, given the dthread character try, each state may have two power of eight multiple eight transition states. So this makes ATE cannot well support multiple thread character try. So for this purpose, we turn to design another kind of disk structure called multi-ATE. It's the idea to separate the whole ATE into many small ATEs. Here in this example, we match A slash and AB into the first ATE, but they potentially has some confliction. When we mapping the BC into the first table, there is a conflict. To involve the confliction, we turn to store the BC into the another table. So we have MATE that's fast, and it greatly compressed the memory occupation. Besides, it's easy to manage and build. The more important, it supports a fast incremental update. The implementation, we use the general PC server plus the GPU board as our platform. First, we mapping the name table into multi-thread character try, and then we convert try into MATE disk structure while exerting an update pressure. Then we generate the packet trees and download it into the GPU core and execute the date. Finally, we get a result. Here, we want to optimize two parameters. First one is latency. As we know, usually when we use GPU, we use the batch size date to feed GPU. However, this kind of processing style will bring extended latency. So here, we want to minimize the latencies from point A to point B. That's the boundary between the PC and GPU, and cover the PCIe bus. Certainly, a larger batch size will get a high throughput. However, it's also increase the latency. The small batch size will reduce the latency. However, the throughput will drop accordingly. That's not what we wanted. What we wanted is we want to get high throughput while achieving small latency. So how can we reduce the latency while achieving high throughput? Here, we will change the programming style for GPU platform. Traditional sequentially executing the data will bring longer latency. So in our design, we make a pipeline parallel execution mode between copy engine and the kernel engine. In this way, we can keep the kernel engine work conserving to increase the throughput. Certainly, when we increase number of streams, we definitely can reduce the latency. However, the throughput will accordingly drop. So we want to get the maximal throughput while While we want to reduce the latency, so we need to do more. So another parameter we want to optimize is memory access. We want to improve the memory operation within the GPU memory. Generally, GPU operates in a SIMD model with a data granularity of WAP. Each WAP consists of 32 threads, and these threads will be operated synchronously. Again, GPU will divide its memory into different blocks. Each block has 128 bytes. Given these conditions, we have two options. First is we store the name in a horizontal manner, as shown in this figure. In this way, we need 32 memory access to get the whole name. The another option is we store the name in the vertical manner with the interweaved layout. In this manner, only one memory access is enough to get the whole name, so saving the memory access. Experimental result. As mentioned, we use the general server plus the GPU board. We use two tables. One is 3 million, it's public available, another is 10 million, it's crawled by ourselves. And we use packet trees by average workload and heavy workload respectively. Our experimental results show comparing to the STT table, our proposed MATE can compress the memory occupation by 130 and 142 respectively for 3 million table and 10 million table. Again, we examine the lookup speed. First, we make a small table for testing. We can see we compare four operators, that's STT, ATE, MATE, and MATE with interleaved mode. We can see the first two operators can have longer latency while lower throughput. The MATE can obviously improve throughput while keep small latency. Again, our proposed MATE and W can greatly increase the throughput. And the high workload show the similar result. Again, we running the large tables. The result shows a similar behavior. Thus, the MATE improved the throughput much while keep small latency. And also, we run the scalability test. First is the lookup speed. We can see, despite of the size of the table, we can achieve stable lookup speed. Again, the memory size, the memory will naturally increase as the table size increase. For the latency, it is similar, and the latency is keeping steady in spite of table size. Also, we do experiment about the lookup, the update. We can achieve more than 30K insertion per second and achieve nearly 600K deletion per second. So we can achieve very fast update. So let's conclude my work. So in my paper, we have proposed a kind of smart algorithm and data structure is called MATE, which can greatly compress the memory occupation while increasing the lookup speed. And we implemented our system for our core, our lookup core engine, and achieve good result. The experiment show that our core engine can achieve more than 100 gigabit per second the wire speed lookup, while with strict latency limitation less than 100 microseconds. And the memory reduction ratio can reach up to more than 100 times. And the results show we can get a good scalability. Okay, that's the end of my presentation. Thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Dong Zhou from Carnegie Mellon. I have a question for you. So in your evaluation, you did all the experiments on local machine without touching the NIC or the over the internet interface, network interface. Do you think that's a fair comparison with other processing systems?
Yes, it does compare fairness. You see, as mentioned, we only implement a core lookup engine which does not include the interface, given a whole system is too complicated. So for a whole system is our next target. Although we have clearly built a lookup engine which involves CPU and GPU together, so that's already well address our lookup issue.
Oh yeah, and another, and the next question is, so if you do like serving queries over the network, like the packet IO we take will cost you a lot of CPU cycles. Do you think the like your system can still serving the whilst being lookup in such situation?
Yeah, exactly right. If we want to build a whole system, including an IO system, we need to by means of other hardware acceleration, I think.
Okay, thank you.
Chuck from NEC Labs, Princeton. Now, one of the assumptions behind this work is the entire state table is residing on the GPU. I wonder if this is possible as the tables get larger because the GPUs have a finite amount of main memory.
Yes, you're right. As I mentioned, it is expected the CC name table would be more than 100 million entries. However, in our experiment, the maximal table size is only 10 million entries. In our system, there are two processor chips in our CPU board. Currently, we only use one of them. And remember, occupation is only about one-third of the local GPU memory. So according to this calculation, we can support about 60 million entries named table. Further, by another, the new announced GPU type, which is 690, it has double memory size. So according to this, we can support up to 120 million table. So it is extensible. Yeah, thank you.
I perhaps had one final question myself. More of a clarification, the multi-ATA table you talk about?
Yes.
It looked like if you had a collision on the first one, you then mapped it into the second table?
Yeah.
The next slide, you seem to suggest that all these lookups only require one table access.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it the case that you would actually possibly need to look in both of your multi-ATA table?
No. Given the time limitation,
okay.
I have already omitted the details for the proof, mathematical proof for the small table lookup. Actually, we don't need to search the second table, and we can guarantee each prefix can find its right place in the small table without confliction.
Okay. And did you consider, I was just wondering how it would compare to other hash data structures like cuckoo hashing that actually are designed for to have very small
not hashing. It's small. It's simple operation only by the mode.
Yeah.
The mode, okay. Length of the size.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So one more question, Gunsu at Cornell University. So it strikes me that if there are any GPUs that are actually available for this kind of thing, they're more likely to be used for mining Bitcoin than actually for doing longest prefix lookups. But I'm curious, if we were to go to a future where we are doing CCN routing and we are redesigning the entire routing infrastructure, would we not be building into the whole system some security, such as self-verifying names? And if we were to do that, would the design of your system change?
So to my understanding, your question is related to the security, name security, right?
Right. I saw nothing in the design that admits security, and I think that's a bit of a mistake. So that's one of the biggest problems with DNS is that the security architecture is so broken.
Okay. I personally think this is a good question. However, in our work, we do not take the security into consideration temporarily. Yeah, maybe next step. Yeah. Great. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you.